FM Talk Weather.
La Paloma is Nevada's most affordable funeral provider. Call 827-3700. Visit LaPalomaFuneralServices.com. Cold front moving our way. A lot of wind for today. Cooler weather for tomorrow, just into the low to mid-40s, and a slight chance of scattered showers into the evening and early Thanksgiving morning. After this storm passes, dry weather for the rest of the weekend. Tonight at 9, our American Stories, 99.1 FM Talk.
Today's Wednesday. A lot of people call it hump day. I call it Wednesday.
Guess what day it is. Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
Guess what day it is.
I don't care what day it is. It's the day before Turkey Day. Yay! I try to avoid turkey all year. Because I know I'm going to gorge myself on it on Thanksgiving and Christmas. Because that's what we do. Happy day. Happy Wednesday. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City, as they always do. We appreciate that. Just a simple question today. Let's have some fun. Light meat or dark meat? What's your preference? You a leg and thigh guy, or are you a breast person? What are your thoughts? Yesterday's poll question, should AT&T, Sierra Pacific Power, and California Pacific Electric Company be financially responsible for all the removal of that old communication and energy lines that are leaking severe amounts of lead into Lake Tahoe, into Emerald Bay? 63% said yes. More than that said yes. Some people said, whatever happened to keep Tahoe blue? Exactly. Take responsibility. Learn how to clean your messes up. And for some reason, 21% of those participating said Trump lost. Learn to live with it. See, even in these stages, people can't take direction. So for the vegetarians out there, we also on today's poll question have neither. So we didn't forget about the tofu turkey lovers out there. I always love to start the show off on a positive note. So as I have said before, for all of those who are screaming about a Trump loss, take a deep breath. Give thanks for the men and women who truly believe in the sanctity of elections and the security of this country. Department of Justice, security, cybersecurity experts. Because Trump didn't lose. And it is all going to be coming out. Don't listen to the mainstream media. Just watch. Grab your popcorn. Grab your drumstick, big old turkey leg, and sit back and watch. Bad news for Biden, because only 3% of Trump voters actually believe that Biden won the election, because that's what patriots do. But here's the good news for you. Even though the state of Pennsylvania actually certified the election results, Commonwealth Judge Patricia McCullough ordered the state not to take any further steps to complete the certification of the presidential race. She blocked the certification of all other election results. Because you know that if they fudge the numbers on the presidential election, wouldn't it make sense to also fudge the numbers on, making sure that, you know, maybe they got the Senate and the House as well? Let's just double check everything. And remember, Democrats have people like, letting it all hang out there, Jeffrey Toomey, you know, given legal advice. Michael Avenatti, who they put so much stock in. So they rely on people like that. We've got Lynn Wood, Sidney Powell, Rudy Giuliani. We've got the people who bring the evidence, who don't make false accusations, even though the media is trying to build them up as corrupt now, because anything that touches Trump is corrupt. Where's my evil laugh? Yeah, because it's not true. Corruption is so embedded in all of this that it's nice to see true patriots actually coming forward. Sidney Powell filed the lawsuit in Georgia today. Georgia going to be doing an audit. Just sit back and relax. It's not your money. These are all, you know, funds by the campaign or specialty funds. Sidney Powell, never on retainer. Doing this on her own. All right. I'm concerned. Because we have a radical, tyrannical governor in this state who has proved many a times he doesn't believe in the BS that he's spreading when it comes to masks and coronavirus protections. Because he knows he's just supposed to push the narrative, along with the Reno mayor. So joining us right now at 884-9910 on our talk and text and special guest line, she falls into special guest, is Linda Thompson, one of the organizers of, Battleborn Patriots Taking Nevada Back. Linda, thank you so much for being with me today on this day that we're supposed to be giving all these great thanks. Are we going to have thanks to give tomorrow that we're on a path of recalling Governor Sisolak?
Well, first off, I want to say happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
I hope you have a very blessed day. I don't care what the governor says. I'm having an enjoyable day with my entire family.
Me too. You know, normally I hate to sidetrack, but I got an email that said that, you know, it's just my wife and I, and we're just having a regular dinner. And it's like, my husband and I have always just spent Thanksgiving alone because we're always working. This time, my family is all coming over here. So it's like I'm already going to have a blessed day because I get to be with my family. And I hope everybody
Praise
does.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Yes.
Let's get back to the
enjoy it.
Let's get back to the important stuff.
Our deadline is December 3rd. That's next week. In fact, a week from today, we'll be turning all our petitions in. So this weekend, if they haven't signed, and just because you signed in the spring, you still have to sign again. This is a whole new recall that the media has kept very quiet. So this last week,
the media wants their interviews.
You are the only one in Northern Nevada that has put any word out about our recall.
I don't care about having political hacks on the show. You know, all of these Republican elected representatives that they're not representing their actual people. You know, I don't care about the interviews. That's all media cares about is who they get to talk to and get a story from.
Yep. And it's been sad because it's been a struggle trying to get people to realize that this is a whole new recall. So if they sign in the spring, they definitely need to sign again. And this is the last weekend. We are checking into possible extension. We're praying and hoping we get good news on that. But at this point, we have to look at December 3rd as our final day. And with everything that Governor Sisolak has done, it's been an uphill battle. I haven't been able to call in because I went down to Vegas to try and help down there. for a little while. And
that's the thing that people had, I think, kind of missed the fact on again, is that with this new pause in, you know, all the BS that he's putting out there, that affects getting signatures again.
Yes, it's been affecting us all along because his goon squads watch us. They come by our tables to make sure we have the sanitizer and that we're following all the rules and masking and just looking for an excuse to try and shut us down. In fact, he shut several of our places down in Clark County. He threatened the owners of the land. He threatened the owners of the business to the point that the businesses won't carry the petitions anymore because they're too scared. And so,
fear and intimidation. It's the same thing with the coronavirus. It's the same thing with the recall petition. It's all fear and intimidation. And I refuse to live that way. And you should too.
Yep. Because once you've given up living, truly living your free life, you're already dead. People that say, well, I'm doing this so that I can have a life. You don't have a life. Businesses that are too scared, I understand they're afraid of losing their livelihood. But do they honestly believe that two more years of him, they're going to have a livelihood?
Exactly. They're going to lose their livelihood. You might as well go down swinging.
Yeah. Stand up and fight back. Too many people are willing to lay down and just let the government take control. And I don't understand that.
No, we have more Democrats here than we believe.
We must. Or they've just laid down for so long that they don't know how to stand up and fight back anymore. And that's sad.
Something else that we want to remind people of is if you did sign the petition in April, May, June, those signatures wiped out. You have to re-sign the petition. You have to sign it now. And if you did not vote in the 2018 election, you can't sign it. You have to.
Right.
I think that's a BS rule, Linda. Because if you just moved,
I kind of understand that one.
If you just moved here and you have a business and it's being affected, you want to recall him. Yet you can't. That's ridiculous to me.
Right. But I kind of understand it as well, because a recall is basically you're reaffirming or canceling the vote you cast. So if you voted for Sisolak and he's changed, you want to cancel that vote. So you sign the recall. If you voted against him and you still vote against him, you're reaffirming that vote. That's how I look at the recall. It's the only way I can explain it to people. But also, if they voted in 2018 and they've moved to another county and they're out there wanting to sign, ask for the disenfranchised petition. We're not turning those into the county clerk, but we are compiling just how many people in this state are being disenfranchised just because they moved. And that's the biggest BS of this whole thing.
I did not know that. That is fantastic that you're doing that.
I got so mad in the first recall. So many people were denied being able to sign because they had moved. And the whole reason is the county clerks don't talk to each other. Is that reason for your constitutional rights to be denied?
That's just ridiculous. 8 days, 2 hours, 40 minutes, 18 seconds, 17. The countdown is on. Linda,
get out there and look for a signing place this weekend. I know there'll be a petition in front of the Capitol and Legislature building there in Carson this weekend. Michael Morrissey's really big about making sure that somebody's out in front of the Capitol every weekend for the protests so that people can sign the petitions. We have a couple over here in Churchill that will be set up this weekend. If you can't find a place, go to our website or contact the county leads.
look at all these places. Code Coffee, Maccabee Arms, Vino 100, Wet Hand Cafe. Oh, get some of their cookies while you're there. Top Speed Computer Services, Reno Gun and Range, Pure Country Canteen. They're all over Washoe County. They're all you have to do is go into takingnevadaback.com. Don't put it in your search engine. Put it up in your toolbar. Takingnevadaback.com. You'll see everything you need there. Signing locations. You click on signing locations. Every county is there. Gives you a location. If you're in Douglas, you can do it at the Douglas County. Fuji
Center.
Park. Yeah, the community center and Fuji Park. Hopefully, there'll be representatives there.
Right. There's always somebody across from Costco at Fuji Park for Douglas and Carson.
I think they're getting on to us. Just cut us off. All right. If you're in Lyon County, the Dollar Tree, the Chevron Station, Fernley City Hall. Troy Whitehead, LLC, Mobile Home Business. Thank you, Troy, for doing that. Silver Springs Flea Market. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break. Hopefully we can get Linda back on the line, and I'll talk to you right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
No furloughs, no bankruptcies, no debt. Nevada's live and local talk radio, 99.1. and 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you for being here today. As I continue on with a little bit of Linda got cut off. So if you are interested in signing the Taking Nevada Back petition to recall Governor Sisolak, again, there's only 8 days left. TakingNevadaBack.com. That's where you can go and you can find all the signing locations. Now, in Mineral County, there is actually no location that is permanent that you can sign it. But trust me, if there are people willing to sign it, get a hold of the group, TakingNevadaBack.com. They will bring you a petition, or if you can find a business where they can set up, or they'll show you how to download the petition and somebody can get the signatures there yourself. It's really easy. So Mineral County, come on. We need you. Lyon's got some great locations. The Dollar Tree there. Oh, let's see. I already went through Lyon. Churchill, if you're in Churchill County, lots of locations there that you can sign. His Inspiration, Christian Books and Gifts. Main Attraction Hair, Frontier Liquor and Sporting Goods. So just click on the signing locations, and then you click on your county. Up in Virginia City, Wild Horse Gallery and Reflection Antiques. Thank you to all the businesses who are standing up against this tyranny, because Governor Sisolak has done so much to, I mean, his true colors showed through. Changing laws on a moment's notice in the legislature. Remember, we have another legislative session coming up in 3 months, in February. 3 months from now, we're going to be back into all of this BS. It would be nice on that first day or before that session starts to say, hey, guess what? We're in the recall process. Let's do this. So let your voice be heard. Let your voice be heard. He's eroded your constitutional rights, your gun rights, your rights just to be with family and friends and to run your business. We cannot have this man around for another 2 years. So TakingNevadaBack.com. Going back to my my emails, love you. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family and your mother, especially. My mother's in her 90s, so be thankful we have time to spend with them. Absolutely. That's what I am trying to get across to everybody. You read the Bible, you read anything spiritual, you read anything that's scientific, no matter what your religion is, because for some, science is the religion. There is nothing anywhere that guarantees us another day, another hour, another minute with the ones we love. Something could happen and I might not even be able to finish this show. So say what you want to say. Do what you want to do within the realms of the law. That's the difference between, you know, the left and the right. But remember, mandates are not laws. The mayor begging you is not a law. Be with your family and friends and know that whether you have a mask on, whether you wipe everything down, you cannot stop a virus from spreading. It's impossible. Learn about these viruses. Learn about this one in particular and how this has all been planned out. You can't stop it. So why in God's name would you stop living your life? You have no guarantees. Hug, kiss, be with your family. It may be your last time. Why would you stop? Seriously. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. Talk and text lines open at 884-9910 right now. And if you want to do some good reading in a little bit after the show, of course, please, NPRI.org, NPRI.org. There's a great article there from the vice president and the director of policy. And that is, again, at the Nevada Policy Research Institute, Robert Fellner. And the title of the article is Ignore Sisolak and Decide for Yourself How to Celebrate Thanksgiving. What a great article. Imagine that. Decide for yourself. The left, crocodile tears, emotion. For so many decades, that's what it's all about. Using your emotions against you. You know how many kids have actually died from wearing masks? Oh, you didn't know kids have died from wearing masks? Passing out? Hitting their little heads, not having oxygen? Yeah. Might want to look up that number. It's probably with the number of flu deaths that people can't find either. The hospitals are not, I repeat, not overwhelmed with COVID patients. Find a nurse. Find a doctor who's honest and ask them. Don't ask them around any administrators, though. That's a problem. So the ballot count upload, there was an error in Arizona with 6,000 false votes for Biden. A Wisconsin group is filing an emergency petition today after finding 150,000 potentially fraudulent votes. A judge has come forward in Pennsylvania and said, stop. Stop the certifications. We have to look at this. Georgia doing an audit as well. Sidney Powell filing a lawsuit in Georgia this morning. And yet the media still tells you there's no evidence of fraud. Just like they told you there was Russia collusion, just like they pounded into you that the Ukraine call was bad, just like they pounded into you and made you fear a virus that there are therapeutics for. What are you doing? Let's go to the talk and text lines and check in with Terry this morning. I'm so glad, Terry, that you called, because now I personally get to wish you a happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Well, happy Thanksgiving to you, too. I moved in this state about 62, and we Nevadans at that time were fiercely independent. Mm-hmm. I mean, nobody stood on us.
Battle-born. Yeah.
But guess what? Today, I see yellow streaks behind every person that they're not willing to fight for their vote. This was one of the most corrupt voting things. Our Supreme Court said it was a good. That means our Supreme Court and our judges are corrupt. And we need to come up here, and not by a few thousand, but we need like two Trump rallies in this town, the Carson City, surrounding the Capitol building and the governor's mansion, and demand they come out and explain. But until that happens, we're all just blowing in the wind.
Yeah, the rallies have been going on. Sisolak will not set foot near anything that is pro-Nevada or pro-Trump or pro-American. He won't come out of his shell or out of his office for anybody. It's bad, Terry.
There was a time. Yeah, there was a time we in Nevada would have kicked in the door and drug them out. But no more.
Yeah. You know. No, people, a huge crowd, you know, marched on the mansion, the people of Nevada's house. And what did he do? Rather than come out and talk to the people, he called in for reinforcements. They had law enforcement, including the sheriff's department and the NHP and others, surrounding 3-foot spaces between each officer all the way around the Capitol against
I was there that
Nevadans.
So, yeah.
I was there with you, and it was disgusting.
But you got to understand, single little people, singly as a single bee, we can be swatted. But if we can put thousands of bees, and I mean thousands, not just a few thousand, I mean, look like two Trump rallies combined once going into this town and demanding, kicking in doors and dragging these people out and demanding explanations for the corruption they've done. This is one of the most corrupt elections I've ever seen in my life. And our courts are letting it go because the judges do not rule in favor of the people no more. They rule in favor of the government. You know, I mean, our whole constitutional thing is shot now because we're not standing up. We're letting them get away with it. I mean, and I'm at fault too. I remember I was going there. Everything's going good, making good money and everything else like that, and spending money, and I was happy and all this other stuff. And then it's come to roost.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's why there is a plan. That's why Trump is taking this to the Supreme Court, because in the federal judges that we have, everything is politics now. Everything is who's going to take care of each other. And it's hard to find those really good judges out there who believe in the Constitution anymore. It's all about political parties. So that's why we are headed to the Supreme Court, and we will get back to the Constitution. We just have to have patience, Terry.
Well, they need to demand a hand recount of everything that was done by Dominion software stuff. Because when they did it in one county in Wisconsin, or where back east there, they had a swing of over 5,000 votes.
You know, at one point, they had a swing of over 100,000 votes. You know, so it's obvious to everybody except those who don't want to believe it. And that's pretty much the opposition. So, Terry, thank you for your call today. Thank you for your patriotism, that you're out there and you're fighting the good fight and standing up and letting your voice be heard, because we need more of you.
Yeah, one last thing. Biden's gun control or all that other stuff comes straight out of Adolf's book. You know, if you read, everything he's doing straight out of Hitler's playbook.
Yep.
And not many people put that out on the air.
Straight out. Straight out of the Communist Party.
I'll let you go, and thank you for talking to me.
Thanks, Terry. Have a great day. All right, let's go on and check in with Frederick this morning. Hi, Frederick. Thanks for calling into the program. Happy pre-Thanksgiving.
Hi, Monica. Thanks for having me, and happy Thanksgiving to you. I just was calling to let you know, and your listeners know, that this Saturday we're having we're participating in a nationwide MAGA Stop the Steal rally. And so we'll be meeting at 9 a.m. at 1155 West 4th Street. And then this will be a flag parade. So folks should attach flags and whatnot to their vehicles. And we will parade down to Carson's participating in a protest there. So again, meeting at 9 a.m. at 1155 West 4th Street, and we'll be rolling out between 10 and 10:30 a.m.
All right, perfect. And that's for the people here in Reno. So wherever you're at, if you're in Fallon, in Fernley, in Mineral, wherever, just get to Carson City. Just get there, 11, 12 o'clock. Get there, bring your flags, bring your patriotism, and stand up for yourselves. Plus, it's a great way to burn off some of that turkey and stuffing.
There you go.
There you go. We'll make it healthy. Healthy for the country and healthy for the protesters or the ralliers as well. Because, you know, so many people have tried to portray Americans who are fighting for the Constitution, who are fighting for this country, as rioters and protesters. And we're not. We're ralliers. And there's a big difference. Nothing's gotten
peaceful
destroyed.
Protesters.
Yep. Nothing's gotten burnt. Nothing's gotten, you know, You know what I mean, Frederick. All right. You
and
have
if
a
I
great
could
day.
Just mention,
go ahead.
Sure. Yeah. On One America News, they've been showing some clips of CNN where they're poo-pooing the idea of this Dominion software being from Venezuela. And then One America News shows clips from 2006, right from CNN, Lou Dobbs. And there they are talking about, back in 2006, CNN talking about Dominion employees, Smartmatic employees coming from Venezuela, being in Venezuela. So it's I really recommend folks look up One America News and watch it. It's a great clip. It's a great little editorial piece to show the flip-flopping they're doing on CNN.
Well, and it goes to prove that they're lying, because just another shot to show that, you know, OAN is bringing the truth. They had their YouTube channel shut down. They pulled AON off of YouTube and silenced them because the left cannot let this information get out. And it's just pathetic. So, Frederick, thank you so much, and thank you for reminding me about that, because I did want to mention that and I had forgotten. So you have a great day. Have a great turkey day, and hopefully see you on Saturday. All right. We'll be back to wrap up the show right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1 FM Talk. This is Talk Radio. The original social media, KKFT.
It's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk with all of your fears, concerns, and truths right here on the Monica Jay Show. Thank you so much for joining me today as we head into a nice long weekend for people. Get out and live your life the way you are supposed to the fullest. This isn't about a virus. It's about an election, and you're being lied to from every single point. As Frederick had just called, this clip is being taken down left and right. So I'm going to bring it to you. And it just shows how far we've come with the lies and with letting the media take over. This is with an anchor that I loved and still love. He's one of the very few newsmen I still believe in. And this, sorry about the audio. This was from 14 years ago, so it's, you know, not the best, but here you go.
A firm owned by Venezuela could be allowed to take over one of this country's top voting machine firms. Venezuela, of course, led by Hugo Chavez, working to change the views of most South American countries, move to the left. Critics of the deal say our nation's very democracy is now for sale without anyone doing a thing about it. Giddy Pilgrim reports.
The use of some 19,000 electronic voting machines in the city of Chicago and Cook County primary on March 21st of this year is now under intense scrutiny. The U.S. company that makes the machines, Sequoia, was bought in 2005 by Smartmatic, a private company primarily owned by Venezuelan businessmen. When Chicago had problems with the machines, a dozen Venezuelan employees were there to help with the election. Chicago officials are outraged.
I think that American elections ought to be run by American companies and ought to be run by American citizens, not Venezuelan nationals.
Smartmatic is technically based in Boca Raton, Florida, but the president of the company, Jack Blaine, testified to the Chicago City Council. Fewer than a dozen Smartmatic employees work in Florida. The majority of the workers are based in Venezuela. Watch.
You know, the start of this clip had the most poignant comment, and that is, why are American elections not controlled by Americans? Now the name is Dominion. Why were the results all sent off to servers in Germany, in Spain? Why? Why were they not just tabulated in this country? So the cheating could happen. Why were there Dominion representatives in the Big Six? Wisconsin, Michigan, Philadelphia, Georgia, other places. Why were the voting, why was the count shut down? If people approach you and say there was no fraud, that this is just a last grasp and get over it, that Biden is president, just laugh at him and shake your head and walk away. Because if they believe that, then they are too stupid to have a conversation with. And they obviously don't believe in free and fair elections. The information is out there. The mainstream media, they're going to block it at every turn. The big tech giants, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, they are going to block it at every turn. Don't let them. Because every time they take it down, one of us gets back on there and puts it back up. The information will get out there. The information about Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood. Yeah, they're not a part of Trump's legal team in that aspect that they're being paid from the Trump campaign. Doesn't mean that they didn't stop working for We the People. That's what they're fighting for. That's who they're fighting for, is We the People. Lawsuit filed by Sidney Powell this morning in Georgia. Philadelphia judge blocking the certification in Philadelphia. Wisconsin finally demanding a hand count. This is all going to come to light. And that's what they are fighting so hard to keep from you. And that's why I tell you just to take a deep breath. Enjoy your family this Thanksgiving. Get outside. Enjoy the fresh air. Make sure you bundle up, though, because it's hella cold. Enjoy the things that bring back memories. Because if you don't, and we lose this fight, you're not going to be able to make those memories to enjoy in the future. It's freedom versus communism. And freedom is definitely something to be thankful for tomorrow with your family. So enjoy it. I love you. Have a blessed day. Have a blessed weekend. I'll be back on Friday and giving away chocolates from the chocolate shop in glorious Gardnerville. Love you.